Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Looking for JJ, written by Anne Cassidy and read by Shirley Barthelme. She was to leave Monksgrove in January to go and live with Rosie. Only three people would know this. Patricia Coffey, Jill Newton and Rosie. Everyone else, the staff, the workers, the other residents would think she had gone to a further secure unit until her official release 6 months later. That way, the media, the dead girl's parents, her own mother, would all think that she'd only just been released, when in fact she'd been living a normal life for over 6 months. It would give her a better chance to fit in, Patricia Coffey had said. It was their secret, just the three of them. None of them would divulge Alice's new identity or her whereabouts to anyone. Alice heard Rosie's footsteps on the stairs, and then she came dashing back into the kitchen. "You okay, love?" "Oh, that's Sarah. She's hopeless, and she's a teacher as well. Doesn't even know how to turn the water off at the mains. Still, it doesn't hurt to be neighbourly, does it?" "No, of course it doesn't," Alice said. "So, where were we?" Rosie sat down on the chair again, a little flustered and gasping for breath. "That no one will ever find out about me living here, about my new life." "That's right. That detective. He just hit lucky when he came to Croydon. He has no idea whether you live here or in Newcastle or in Brighton or..." Rosie hesitated for a moment. "What?" Alice said, thrown by this momentary loss of certainty. "Nothing. Nothing at all." But it was a lie.